Good evening and welcome to the Agar Meditation group. And today we have one of the fundamentals of meditation, that is love. This is one of the primary aspects of connecting to your own consciousness, your own divinity, and that is love. So unless you are able to love yourself, unless you're able to accept yourself, you will not be able to connect to your own consciousness. It'll just lead you to frustration. It'll lead you to something that you would not be able to come to terms with. So when we start our spiritual journey, we all get into this expectation that someday you'll be able to connect to that divine aspect of yourself. It's not what to expect, but at the same time, expectation doesn't give you what you think you will get. Because when you begin to expect, then the mind begins to manifest what you're expecting. So it'll fool you. The mind will impersonate God. And you will feel that you are connected to this divinity. Until you come to the realization that that's not what you are seeking. And which is why it is important for us to get into this first step, which is self-love. Very few people, I don't know how many of the people here who are in the WhatsApp group practice any kind of meditation, though we have a lot of members. But what is more important is that some day or the other, you will need it. And on that day, if your mind is very busy, if you're in stress, then you would not be able to accomplish what you are seeking. That is the reason why Saturday after Saturday, we are doing these meditations, so that you don't have, so when you are in adversity, you already know what you have to do. On that day, you don't have to fumble. On that day, you will not remember. You will forget where you have to go, whom you have to reach, what you have to do. So it is easier for us to have a practice on hand that will always work for us, come to our rescue. So when you love yourself, everything that you need actually finds itself to you. So that is the reason why I thought it is important for us to discover this first step towards our journey to God. Not that we haven't done it, but it is important to revisit every now and then to check where we are in this sojourn towards divinity. So let us begin, like always, with the maypole. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you is a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can replace this with any name and form of God that you worship, that you adore. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up and walking up to this pole and hold on to this ribbon of any color that appeals to you. And then walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any tiredness, any fatigue, any restlessness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress, any emotional stress that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative impressions, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be having in your mind, in your body, in your unconscious memory, wherever, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any tiredness, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for two or three breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you wish to release. And now let us send this unconditional love to the higher consciousness. If you will, imagine a flower or a bunch of flowers in the center of your chest. Observe whether these flowers have blossomed, whether they have wilted, or whether they are still a bud. Either ways, order these flowers to come into full bloom. Ask your higher consciousness to send its divine love through these flowers to your heart. Breathe in and receive this divine love through the flowers fill your entire being. As you breathe out, send this love back to the higher consciousness. To make this practice more dramatic, you can add the number of flowers that you wish to send to the higher consciousness. Now think of your friends, relatives, your family members. One by one, start sending this divine love to them. Ask your higher consciousness to send its love to you. Breathe in through the flowers into your entire being. As you breathe out, direct these flowers to each one of these relatives, friends, and family members. Move on to one, and when that family member or friend or relative is smiling, then move on to the next one. Take your time to accomplish this objective. Now see yourself in a mirror, watch a reflection, and send these flowers to your own reflection. Ask your higher consciousness to fill you with its divine love. Watch your reflection and send these flowers to your own reflection. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. We all have read that God is love, love is God, God is happiness, happiness is God. We've read all that. But if you want to reach God, then you have to have that element which takes you there. Without love and without happiness, it is not possible to reach God, because God is all about feeling. It's not about words. The whole concept of prayer isn't just celebrating God. And that's why we have Vishnu Sahasranama, 1,000 names of God, or we have Ashtotara, 108 names of God, Shatanamavali, 100 names of God. Why would we want to chant 100 names of God, 1,000 names of God, 108 names of God, 1,008 names of God? Why would we want to do that? This is not an act of begging where you address God by 1,008 names, so God can give you whatever you want. It is not a practice of begging. This is a practice of celebrating. So you have to be in love, be in joy, so you can celebrate God. That's how you find God. That's how you journey towards God. It's celebration. You cannot journey to God from with sadness. To yearn God, to really want to reach God, is to get to the pinnacle of happiness. You have to get to that state of happiness, and in that you ask for Him. You really want Him, and then He'll come. But it's not by crying for Him. It's not by being sad that you will get God. This is not like asking for a chocolate from your father, and if he doesn't give you, you're going to roll around, roll on the ground. That's not how you get to God. You get to God with happiness. So this is the first step. The first step is to just fill yourself with love. So what you have to do is to fill every aspect of your beingness with love. Any memory of any person who is grumpy, anyway, who is in your mind, send the flowers to him. Convert all your memories to love. Send these flowers to every person whom you interact with every day. And see how each person becomes an instrument of God. Each person brings with him or her whatever you need. You will see it happening, and then you will celebrate God even more. This is how the practice goes. Always being in love so you can celebrate God. Are there any questions to this practice? Anyone here who did not feel that love? It's pretty easy, pretty simple to do this practice. All you have to do is to imagine flowers. If you're not able to imagine flowers, then just tell yourself, I'm holding a bunch of flowers in my hand. Just tell yourself, I'm holding a bunch of flowers in my hand. I'm seeing my relatives, and you can say, I'm seeing this person standing here, this person, this person, this person. And first I'm going to send flowers to this person. So I breathe in and gather so many flowers, beautiful, fragrant, fresh flowers. And I breathe out, I send these flowers to this person. Just do that kind of talking if you are not able to visualize the flowers. It will still give you the same outcome. And once you've done that, you move on to the next person. And slowly, you will start seeing the visual. And when you see the visual, then you can do better. The reason why some of us are not able to visualize is because we are too analytical in our mind. When we are analytical, then we want all the answers to all the questions. We're not willing to practice. But all you need to know is that it's only by practice that you get to God. So let us do another small meditation here. Again on self-love. And this time what we're going to do is to take a particular person with whom you have a relationship. It could be a professional relationship, a personal relationship. What I want to do is, this could be unhappy, sour, angry, frustrating, irritating, annoying relationship. If you can choose one such relationship, which is frustrating, irritating, annoying, difficult relationship, it could be professional, it could be personal. What I wanted to do now excuse me. What I want you to do now is to imagine that you're sitting or standing in the center of a large field with many different colored, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers. You're standing in the center of a field which comprises of several beautiful, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers. And in front of you is this person with whom you have a difficult, annoying, irritating, challenging, unhappy relationship. Now, all you have to do is hold your hands in front of your chest as if you're holding a hand bouquet. As you breathe in, I want you to draw your breath deeply and just gather. See that several of these flowers get gathered between the two hands. As you breathe out, just direct them to this person. So I want you to do this 15 times. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. So with a show of hands, can some of you tell me what was the transformative experience that you had pertaining to this relationship? Anyone? How many of you had this difficult relationship? Anyone here who had a difficult relationship? Okay, Shilbalaji, can you tell me what happened?
Namaste, sir.
Yes, namaste.
Oh, what happened?
What happened to that in your mind? What happened?
The frustration in my heart or the anger in my heart vanished.
Very good. But this must be an ongoing practice so that completely all the anger just vanishes. When you do one day, then the transformation is very little, but then it has to happen. It has to happen continuously, day after day, day after day, day after day. Thank you. Then anyone else?
Sir.
Someone else?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Is anyone else? Someone else raised their hand.
Good evening, doctor.
Good evening, Akbar. Tell me.
Yes, doctor. Initially, I cannot imagine the visualize the flowers, and later on, one second, third attempt, I am able to visualize the flowers, and I am able to pass on to the other person. And slowly the other person starts smiling. This is the visualization I can.
Right. Thank you. Now we'll just go on to another practice. We'll just go on to another practice. And this time, what we're going to do is we're going to just focus on consciousness. Now, to focus on consciousness, consciousness does not really have a name and form. It does not have a name and form. So what we're going to do is we're just going to ask consciousness to express itself in front of us, however it wants to express itself. Okay, however it chooses to. So now what I want you to do, sorry Akbar, were you talking?
I just like to ask you one question, Doctor.
Yes, please.
These kind of visualization techniques and these kind of these are all we are only imagining. How it actually works, actually? Just is it really some called magic or it is a natural thing?
So what we're doing is, see, the mind finds its existence in sadness, anger, and fear. So and the unconscious memory, in our unconscious memory, whenever we see a flower, we experience happiness. Whenever we see clouds, we experience happiness. Whenever we see sunshine, we experience happiness. So there are different ways where we experience unconditional happiness when through several forms of nature. So we use these memories to impress upon the mind so that the mind simply stops resonating in unhappiness, anger, and fear. That's all we are doing. It's actually a technique to get the mind to get out of the unhappiness, anger, and fear.
Okay, so this is the some kind of language to the subconscious mind which is understanding.
That's correct. As long as you're wallowing in any of these emotions, you become very serious, then all your prayers just become a routine. There is no feeling in it. So you are actually not communicating with God.
Right.
So to communicate with God, you have to be in a state of love.
Because sometimes while I am doing Maypole meditation, I thought of a person who is really some sort of misunderstanding or some kind of different opinions with the other person. I usually thought of that person and I sent the God's love to him. And on the very next meeting, the situation is entirely different. I really thought that how it actually, I am just doing the meditation and that the person is differently behaving with me now.
Absolutely.
He's showing courtesy. How it actually happens, because I am only thinking of that. I am only able to speaking to my mind, subconscious mind, how it affects that person actually.
Okay, so in your system of faith, you say that God is everywhere, right?
Correct.
It's the same thing in every system of faith. You say sarvam khalvidam brahmam, if consciousness is everywhere. So we are all connected. So when I change my attitude towards my reflections, then the reflections begin to change. So we are all connected. So we don't understand the language of the unconscious memory, but the unconscious memory communicates and creates a projection. So if I'm happy, then I attract happiness. If I'm sad, I attract sadness. If I'm angry, I attract anger. If I'm sad, I attract sadness. If I'm fearful, I attract fear. So at every moment, I am unconsciously attracting.
Okay.
That's how it happens.
Right.
Okay, so what we are doing is we are consciously altering how the unconscious behaves.
Correct. Sometimes, Doctor, actually, we are able to meditate. We know that it is very highly beneficial. Still, we are missing in routine. I miss several sessions actually. Sometimes due to some other distractions, due to some work, due to some other things. You are multiple times you have told that you need to discipline, follow it discipline in a disciplined way. But still, why that mind is not stable actually. I know all the benefits. I know when I do, I feel that day is very positive. Still, I am not doing. So what actually happens in the midst? Why mind is not able to ask me to do, compelling me to do? It is highly beneficial to you, then you have to do. Then why it is distracting me from other thoughts?
Mind will distract you. That's the nature of the mind. That is why you have to, you should not listen, never listen to the mind. You should discipline yourself and put the mind in its place.
Okay.
You cannot discipline the mind. You have to discipline yourself. All right?
Okay.
So,
right.
So never, the mind will tell you, sleep for another 5 minutes. And then the 5 minutes is never 5 minutes. You will wake up after 30 minutes. And then you wonder, now my meditation time is gone.
Okay.
So every day you wake up at the same time, set an alarm and wake up at that time. Make that discipline, make that habit to wake up every day at the same time and sit in meditation.
Right.
Do it in the morning. You will think that if I can't do it in the morning, I'll do it later. There's nothing called as later. Just wake up, finish that assignment for the day.
Right.
Right. All right, so let's get on to this practice. Let's get on to this practice now. Consciousness itself has no name and form. So let us hold on to the ribbon of the maypole. Now ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. Repeat after me in your mind silently. In harmony with my divine will, I ask my higher consciousness to raise my core vibration to the source vibration. I ask my higher consciousness to raise my inner vision, inner knowing, inner feeling and inner hearing to the highest plane of awareness that I am able to reach. And now ask the higher consciousness to reveal itself in a way that it would like to reveal itself to you. And every time you breathe in, draw beautiful flowers in your hands, and every time you breathe out, send it to the higher consciousness. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Anyone here who wants to share their experience? How many of you are able to visualize or to see consciousness reveal itself and send, were able to send love to it? Anyone here? It's a show of hands. How many of you were not able to visualize consciousness? Okay. Yes, Inoshiji, can you please unmute?
Yeah, Dr. Mahesh, I could just immediately see a light. Uh-huh. So that is how it revealed to me. And when I was throwing the flowers, I could think of all the smells that we've been practicing of the flowers. And one by one, I gathered those flowers and kept sending it. And the light just kept getting brighter.
Beautiful. Beautiful. But how did you feel? What was your feeling?
I was just blank. I was just busy throwing the flowers.
No, but my question is, were you so consumed in the practice that you were just blank? That's what you said.
Yes.
Did you have any particular feeling inside you? Were you able to observe any particular feeling inside you?
Just happy. Very happy.
That's it. Yes, that's what I was looking for. Thank you. Thank you so much. Is there anyone here who was able to do this practice? Anyone else who was able to do this practice? How many of you were able to do this practice? Yes, Anita? Can you unmute?
Doctor, yeah. Hi. So when I started, it was when you said it took a form, and when I started sending the love, the form was smiling, and that made me more happy. And
yeah. Beautiful. See when I was learning with my mentor all these practices, one day he told me that you imagine God is sitting as a co-passenger. And while you're handling the gear, ask God to put his hand on your hand. And immediately I could smell a beautiful fragrance on my hand. And I actually took my hand and smelt it, and there was this beautiful fragrance. You know, God is so personal to all of us. It is so personal to all of us. So you can just ask God to come. While you're sitting in meditation, ask God to come. Ask God to help you go deeper in meditation, or ask God to connect with it while you're sitting in meditation. Ask God to guide you, do everything that you have to do. You can just ask God for anything and everything. It's not that God doesn't know. Asking is a method of receiving. We don't receive God. We feel too little. We feel so incomplete, so insufficient. And we believe that this is all our journey is about. We believe that we have to struggle day after day. You don't have to. You just have to ask God to provide everything. Asking is a method of opening yourself to receive. Do this practice every day, and you will see that within no time, life will become beautiful. This is God's world. You will see that all challenges turn into possibilities. You will see suddenly, behind a problem comes the solution. You'll see all of it will just follow itself. One will follow the other. Life will just be beautiful. Why shouldn't it be? Why should we believe that we are in hell? Why should we believe that heaven is somewhere else? Why can't you create that heaven right here, right now? You can do that practice just by asking God to be present. Not that God is not present. But like I told you, that if you have to recognize God's presence, then you have to ask. By asking, you're allowing yourself to experience God's presence. So that's what asking is all about. God knows. He created you and me and all of creation. He or she or it is the creator of everything. And it knows every aspect of its creation. So we separated ourselves from God. Now we want to get back to that experience of knowing God, of feeling God, of realizing God, of experiencing God. And if you want to do that, the first step is to love yourself. So let us all do this practice day after day after day for this whole week. And next week, or even during the week, please give feedback. Please give feedback in the group of how things changed. And that will motivate other people to start practicing. This is extremely important because we need to motivate others to practice, because we are not alone in this world. We are billions of people, and these billions of people are looking for some happiness somewhere. And it's all inside us. Just like you felt it, let us help others feel it. Many of them are shy, many of them don't ask, many of them don't know how to ask. Many of them don't know what they are going through, and why they are going through what they're going through, but they want answers. So let us share this practice with as many people as possible. Let us bring as many smiles as possible. Let us make people happy. All right, this is a responsibility that we have upon us. Once we know the way to happiness, then it is important to share it. So with this, let us end today's session, today's meditation. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you so much for all the feedback. I look forward to your postings of feedback with your practices. Do it every day. Do it in a traffic jam. Do it in the office. Do it at every time. Do it before lunch. Do it before breakfast. Do it before dinner. Just keep doing the practice. Just keep doing it and share your feedback. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful weekend. Happy Diwali to all of you. Have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week ahead. Let us all meet again next Saturday. Until then, goodbye.